NFL, Seahawks, Jets, Seattle in bounce back mode after the Giants beat them. Now it's that other team who resides at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford. Our guest hosts the Believe in Jets podcast on the outstanding Believe Podcast Network. He also writes for Neutral Zone Infraction. That's the story of my life, neutralzoneinfraction.com. On Twitter, follow, use the handle at MT Palace. We welcome in Michael Palace. Mike, how is life treating you and yours way back east in Suffolk County?
What, were the other team? as a Mets fan and a Jets fan, I'm used to being the other team in the city. So,
well done. So, all is well with you?
It's cold, but yeah.
So, as a first time guest on our show, I always like a little background, personalize it a little. So, where are you from? Kind of run through your list of New York sports loyalties and how you came to do a podcast for the JETS Jets.
Well, I'm from born and raised on Long Island. I am actually a first generation diehard sports fan. My parents like sports, but they're not really diehard like I am. So I wasn't born into being a Jets fan. I actually picked the Jets after rooting for the Cowboys for a little bit. I rooted for the Cowboys until the second season of that other coach from the 90s that a lot of people are comparing to Adam Gase right now. I don't want to mention his name, but they went 1-15 the first year I started rooting for him. So,
yeah, that's a Rich Kotite sighting if there ever was one.
Yeah.
So the obvious place to begin, the winless Jets, they outplayed the Raiders. Look like they're going to win that game. Instead, with 13 seconds to go now, former coordinator Greg Williams decides he's going to rush six, leaves Lamar Jackson out on an island. Henry Ruggs blows by him. Carr delivers a dime. Ball game. So you're watching this. Your personal reaction was?
I was jumping for joy like it was the Super Bowl.
By the way, only a Jet fan would understand that. So is the reason obvious? Were you thinking, like, if they take Trevor Lawrence away from me, I'm not responsible for what happens? Could I make
right.
that tie-in?
Yes. I was rooting for them to lose because 0-16 guarantees them the number one pick. In fact, after they lost, I went into another room where people were, and I was like, phew, the Jets almost won.
That's a new one, by the way, I should say. But, you know, I listened when you opened this week's podcast and, you know, the history, the winless Bucks in 76 since the schedule expanded, Lions, Browns 3 years ago. When you're an ofer, the opponent does not want to be the first victim. I thought you brought up some great history, some great numbers. So you're saying, fret not, Jet fans. You're pretty much a lock to get that first pick.
Well, yeah, because when teams start 0-12, all seven of them started 0-13, and only one team out of the seven ended up with multiple wins. And only one team in the history of the 16-game schedule has ever won week one, which the Jaguars did, and lost 15 in a row. And that was the 2001 Carolina Panthers. So from a number standpoint, it's on the Jets' side.
Which is, as you well know, as a Jets fan, nothing's ever on the Jets' side since they beat the Colts in 1969. Unbelievable. We're talking with Michael Palace, does the Believe in Jets podcast. So once Sunday was a wrap, the turn they talked about, you know, somebody's going to have to pay for this. Was it going to be Adam Gase or the coordinator who made the fateful call, Greg Williams? So the coverage from what you read, what you believe, is there any way to bring Williams back into that locker room Monday after a devastating finish like that?
No. I understand why they fired him, but it doesn't matter because they're going to clean house at the end of the year anyway.
By the way, just out of curiosity, as somebody who grew up in Jersey and had family who lived in Dix Hills, Huntington, I believe that would be exit 51 off the LIE. So where specifically in Long Island is your family from?
Manorville.
You know, when it comes up from Jersey, and you know how they always say, what exit? Well, off the LIE, I would imagine you guys do the same thing.
Yeah, exit 6. We're on the western part half of Manorville, so it's exit 68.
Okay. You know, sometimes lost in all this, Michael, is Sam Darnold. I mean, obviously, being out here in Pac-12 country, I mean, he was great. And, you know, he won a Rose Bowl, then he won 11 games for the Trojans. I thought it was a great pick at 3. So whether you hear from the local analysts, is he just the victim of an unstable organization? You know, he did go 7-6 as a starter last year. What's your read on how he's actually played his 2+ seasons as the Jets starter?
It was a roller coaster ride, and we are on the back end of the roller coaster, and we are waving our hands, screaming, going down. But that is because the organization didn't do a great job building the offensive line. And I believe Sam Darnold's issues are from the neck up, and it would benefit him to go somewhere else and get to sit for a year.
You know, another thing I wanted to tie into something you already mentioned. You mentioned after Carr hit Ruggs for the touchdown, you were jubilant. But In the people who follow you, listen to your podcast, and obviously when you're on social media, you see the comment section, would you say it's a large percentage of Jet fans who want them to finish the deal to get Trevor Lawrence? Or are there some who are still like, you know, stick with Darnold? You know, just bringing in Lawrence isn't going to be a be-all, end-all.
I would say, I guess it depends on what you define as a large percentage, but I've seen some fans be like, why don't they just build around Sam Darnold because one quarterback isn't going to do it. But then you have to, but you can't just look at the quarterback position as the even though it's the problem. When you look at this offseason, it's not just Trevor Lawrence. It's the cap space to bring in free agents and the 9 draft picks they have in 2021.
All righty. I figured that was it, but I wanted to hear it from you. A couple final thoughts for Michael Pallas of the Believe in Jets podcast. Also, check him out, Neutral Zone Infraction, infractions.com. Let's actually hit on a bright spot on the defensive side of the ball. I think fans need to know the name Neville Hewitt. I mean, he was an unsigned guy out of Marshall. Jets got him from Miami 3 years ago. You can see him start to flash a little bit late last year. Dude is now 8th in the whole NFL in tackles. I mean, Michael, how great of a player has he been in the middle of a really rough season?
He's been okay overall. He's not a starter. He's best as a rotational piece. And actually, Neville Hewitt is the reason why Derek Carr was able to step up into the pocket and make the throw because he went into the wrong rush lane.
All right. Well,
Neville Hewitt was supposed to be the guy sacking Derek Carr. But he went to the wrong rush lane, and Derek Carr was able to step up into the pocket and make a clean throw.
And there is a classic case of the numbers don't always tell the story, especially from 3,000 miles away. Lastly, of course, you got the game this weekend. Your old buddy Jamal Adams, Seattle off a rough loss, but they're in the hunt for big things. Their defense. Oh, so you guys have put him, as they said in Goodfellas, on the pay me no mind list. That's classic. So the bookies have Seattle pretty big, 2 touchdown home chalk. what's the word on how good this Seahawk team is and if the Jets have a shot to pull the upset? I know that's your worst nightmare, but just as an analyst.
If it wasn't for the Giants, I would say it might be another heart attack game for Jets fans. But because of what happened with the Giants, I'm expecting the Seahawks to cover.
All right. That's a lot. That's a lot of points. Anyway, folks, he's Michael Pallas, does the Believe in Jets podcast. He also makes contributions to NeutralZoneInfraction.com. Hey, Michael, fun stuff, man. I really appreciate your time and all your great green and white insight.
Thank you for having me on.
All right. Have a good one.